I shared last Sunday that I had gotten that guidance to go ahead and retire here months and months down the road. But I also realized that that gave me something that was very important through these Sundays between now and then. And one of those things is that I want to be able to address the questions that you have on your spiritual journey. And so today you got 3x5 cards when you came in. If anybody doesn't have one, just hold up your hand, and Mike's got some right there, and he'll bring them to you. But so keep them up, and they'll get around. But the thing I'd like you to do is write down those questions. Because what happens then, I get to look at them, and when I'm looking at what to share, I get to address it to what is important to you. The other part of that is you won't get any answers. But we'll explore a bit together. Fair enough? One of the things that is very important to me is the experience of guidance. And I worked with it a little bit last Sunday, and I shared with you three practices that are really crucial in our opening and deepening in this experience of guidance. Okay, and the first was meditation. That the relationship that we develop to the spiritual self that we are, that comes through that simple resting in the stillness. Just hanging out without the mind doing its thing or our feeling worlds going over all their stuff. Just hanging out with who we really are, the spiritual present, beautiful practice of meditation. And with that, then, is the way that we so often use to call guidance forward is the experience of prayer. Now, it has been very impactful and very helpful to me, and I shared a little bit of that with you. But I also got to admit, in working with those two, it tended to be hit and miss. And I had the experience of looking at this work that I was doing, supporting people on their spiritual growth, and realizing that none of us could look back and say, well, you know, I've responded to something like this in the past, so I'm going to use this time. That in fact, we are in an experience of change and transformation that is so dynamic at this time in the experience of humankind, that we really need to access regularly and directly clear guidance on how to deal with what is before us. And so it was my prayer to experience and find that led me into the heart work. And so that's why when I share the experience of guidance, I add that third part of that puzzle, which is that connecting deep into the heart, because it is there that we make that most direct connection with our spiritual self, with this being that we are, that is eternal and connected with this infinite wisdom and power and love that is life itself. So that heart connection then becomes that third step. And then it has occurred to me, there's a step I didn't mention. There's a technique that, in fact, I'm amazed, but it is seldom used to teach about guidance. And it is something we have all used and experienced guidance from it. And that is the experience of giving. Giving creates guidance. And guidance creates giving. Now, there's a reason for that. The very nature of this divine presence is flow. Okay, it's this infinite power and life that wants to enter our beings, animate it. When we were doing our prayers for healing, that's what we're calling on, that animating, powerful presence that is moving in and through us, that can call us into wholeness and release that which is not. And that's one of the ways that we experience. We also experience it in our material lives. It's that which brings into manifestation the things that we need. And it's that which guides us as we go forward and meet life situations. Now, the teaching of Jesus is give and it will be given unto you. Actually, I've got the whole thing here. It's give and it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Actually, that's not true. I hate to correct him. It's always greater than what we give. Amen. And I know we've experienced that. And that's why that giving, and we give in so many different forms. We know that this generosity of giving in the material abundance that we have, the finances, the money, the things that help operate in this world, is a part of that giving. And in that, when you think just about gifts that are given here, well, think when you give something, that helps so many people in their spiritual growth, in their awakening. It helps them connect into a world of prayer and support, and to connection with like-minded people that help them grow and strengthen and explore this powerful spiritual being that they are. And so giving causes blessing. Okay, now that's at the material level. And what happens is at the material level, we also know there's kind of a powerful place we can step into through the experience of tithing, where we connect into a powerful expansion of our awareness and our connection with this beautiful flow. But in addition to giving as material, also the time, the talent, the effort that we give. Think of all those beautiful people who made that the crab feed happen for, just the love and care and talent. Wow! To nurture and support this community. And think of the marvelous giving that happens through the musicians here that touch. I mean, all this, the time, the talent. So giving puts us in that flow. That flow includes illumination. And it includes love, which brings understanding. And those become the guidance that take us forward. Let me share with you an experience. Now, the young man, he just gave his name as Kev. But Kev was a musician. Kev was a guitar player. And we're fortunate to have guitar players around here. So we appreciate guitar players deeply. What I know about Kev is that he had worked with his guidance and that he was a person who gave. And I know that because what he describes is getting a sense, a guidance, a clarity at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, he was a guitar player, so it might just be really late at night for him. Okay. The musical world kind of has its own rhythm to it. But 3 o'clock in the morning, he gets this sense of direction that he should go down and play his guitar on a beach. So he gets in his car and drives down to Ocean City, and he goes out to their boardwalk. Now, when he comes there, and it's not a guitar playing kind of moment, you know, kind of misty and cold, and nobody really wants to be out in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he comes up, and so there's, even though it's a place that's normally filled with people, that, you know, those hours of the morning by the time he got there, it's not filled and it's cold, and And so he only sees two people. He sees a woman off on his left that seems a little strange. She's sweeping. And he sees somebody, apparently a homeless person on his right, wrapped up, just sitting against the retaining wall that's there. So he kind of sits down that middle sort of place, and he begins to play. And after a little while, the lady on his left with the broom is kind of swept up to him. And she says to him, "That is so beautiful." And she reaches in her pocket. She's obviously a homeless woman. She reaches in her pocket and pulls out just a few coins, and she said, I know this isn't enough, but I'd like to pay you to play for my friend over there. Her name's Annie, and she's having a real hard time." So Kev responds by saying, "Well, I would be glad to do that for you if you'll let me do it for free." So the two of them go over to Annie, and Annie is completely surrounded with a big coat and hat and sunglasses. And the broom lady explains as they go over towards Annie that Annie doesn't talk and might not acknowledge him at all, but she will really enjoy the music, and she's had a hard time. So Kev goes over, and the broom lady explains that he's going to play a special song for her. So he sits down and begins to play. And as he does that, what happens for Kev is he goes into that feeling of compassion in his heart. And he just touches that sense of care for this woman there in that struggle in life. And he plays for her. And after a while, she suddenly turns towards him, and she takes off her sunglasses, and he can see there are tears running down her cheek, and she smiles at him. And then she speaks, which kind of surprises him, because the broom lady had said she didn't speak, but she speaks, and she says, "How did you do that? I felt it in my heart." And then she reaches into her pocket and pulls out just a couple pennies, things that she has, and says, I want to thank you for that." And he said, "Well, I'm glad, but I can't take it because this is a gift from your friend." And she says, "Oh, that lady's crazy." "But she is my friend, so I guess it's okay." And so then Kev goes on and he plays, and he describes his experience as just getting into the music, feeling his care and compassion for this woman who is there beside him. And he said, as he did so, there was this beautiful peace that came over him. And by this time of the morning, there were those first people that are up in that early morning hour, and there were a couple folks that had actually come over and were listening. And there's a fellow that says to him, "That is so beautiful. I really want to give you some money." And he reaches into his pocket, and Kev says, "Well, I really can't take it because this is a gift, but it would mean a lot to me if you would give that to Annie here." And so the man gives the money to Annie. Now, when Annie had said that she guessed it's all right, one of the things that Kev had shared with her, he says, "When I play, good things happen for people." And Annie said something that maybe was kind of telling at that point. She said, "I wish I could believe that." And a moment later, there's the giving to her. Kev played a little more and then had that sense of completion. So he packed up his guitar and was about to turn around and go off, and Annie turned to him and said, "You know, I do believe what you've said. Good things can happen." And just at that time, the broom lady had come back up from where she'd been sweeping, and so she was there, and suddenly she said, "Annie talked. She has never spoken before." And Kev went on his way. Kev listened to his guidance. Now, 3 a.m. guidance is challenging to listen to. I've had middle of the day comfortable guidance and ignored it. Okay, so I'm really impressed with Kev's going with 3 a.m. guidance. But and so he listened to that guidance, and the guidance was to go and play. Now, playing is a giving, but he didn't know what that was. He just went and played. You know, what happened was what he was doing touched the lady with the broom. Now, it touched her so much that she wanted to give. Now, she pulled what little she had out, and she's homeless. But she wanted to give because she wanted to give to her friend Annie. So they went about giving to Annie. And as they gave to Annie, one of the things that happened was Annie wanted to give. Now, she wanted to participate in what was happening that was beautiful and good and uplifting in her life. And as they accepted that, and as Kev responded by continuing to give, what happened was someone came up and wanted to give to him. And he was able to give to Annie. And that change from a place so dark you can't speak to a place where you can smile and have hope was created. You see, when we give, we bless. And when we bless, we are blessed with guidance. We are blessed with greater awareness. We are blessed with greater goodness. It's a flow. It is a beautiful flow. And you know this because you've done it. Okay? You have given from your heart and your care and your love and your wisdom, and you followed your guidance, and you've given, and you have seen others blessed around you. We know this because we've done it. Giving is one of the powerful tools that brings forth greater awareness. It brings forth our guidance because it is a flow of divine love that would take us forward into the fulfillment of our lives. You see, all the blessings that happened down there on that beach happened through people who gave. God blesses through you. Okay, it's through your hands. It's through your gift. It's through your wisdom. It's through your talents. It's through your care. God blesses through you. That's why it means so much to give. God blesses through me. Join me.
God blesses through me.
Can you feel what that flows like? Can you remember that? Again.
God blesses through me.
Just letting yourself feel that, which opens that door of guidance and greater awareness. Again.
God blesses through me.
This beautiful flow of awareness. You are one with an infinite, powerful intelligence, care, and wisdom that is unfolding ever greater things in each of our lives. And it is our opening to that that brings the joy, the meaning, the wholeness, and the peace. And I know that you know this, because I know you do it. And for that blessing that flows through each one of us, thank you. Bless you.